No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Stuck in some
traffic. About the old traffic issues.
Oh well. Okay. Well, that's something you can't.
But we do, don't we?
That's what a naturopath can't help with traffic, but a naturopath can help in so many other ways.
Yeah.
Tell us what's your treatment recommendation for psoriasis on the knees and the scalp? Not debilitating, but annoying and somewhat embarrassing.
Yes, so you need decent doses of fish oil. The studies say about 6 capsules a day, which is quite a lot, but it's enough to sort of help bring down the inflammation. And then you always need zinc. I've got a good tablet of zinc ACE in decent doses, which is 1 a day. And vitamin D, but the sunshine. So you're coming into the good months for psoriasis. But the other things that exacerbate it are alcohol, stress, and poor liver function. So quite often it helps to see a naturopath, because we can use herbs to help with the liver function and getting that round the right way, and that makes a huge difference. I have quite a few patients with psoriasis, and I've got a good little flyer for you. And we take it from there, because it's a long-term management thing that you need to do.
Right on. All right. Yeah. So that's the zinc ACE plus
zinc ACE
plus the vitamin D plus
good quality fish oil. And I have to say, a lot of the fish oil is not so great. Just saying. So I've got 2 brands that I can recommend that I know are really good. So you might want to get in touch with me to find out about that. Or otherwise, you can eat King Oscar sardines, of course.
I was about to ask that. Is it also a situation where if you can afford it and if it's available to you, do you just go hard on the fish?
Yeah, you'd have to have heaps, though, because it's
okay.
Calling for 1,000 milligrams, so I don't think you could quite keep up with it without the breath being quite
pile of sashimi.
So how much fish are they? How much fish are they milking for this this oil?
Well, that's you've got to ask, don't you? But the fish oil, it's 1,000 milligrams a tablet of DHA, EPA, so which is the active constituents of it. So I would say a fair amount.
Yeah, okay.
Is that sustainable? Is the next question, isn't it?
It is. That's what I'm just wondering. Poor fishy wishies.
Yeah.
I'm watching Blue Planet more, all about Blue Planet. Oh, my God, it's such a trip.
It makes you think. So that's why the small oily fish are better. But also, I would say come and see me, because often it's the liver and the digestion that needs fixing up too.
Speaking of that, someone's texted in gastro esophagus reflux disease.
Oh, okay. That's GORD.
GORD, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, GORD. We have to not have peppermint tea, one thing, because that increases the sphincter at the top of the stomach can become more open, and a lot of people don't realise that. But I would be looking at food intolerances and also digestive function. Like, some people can have hidden gut infections, or they can have low digestive enzymes, and so therefore the food sits there and you get the secondary fermentation and this reflux disorder going on. So we want the enzymes to sort of break the food down and move it on down the line.
Right, roger that. Okay, so
yeah. So both of those people would respond well to an appointment, actually, so I can go over everything in detail, because they're long-term management conditions that I've got plenty to say once I see the person.
Right. Okay, another text come in. Your thoughts on insulin resistance and intermittent fasting?
Oh, I like this. I've got a really good article about it too. Because intermittent fasting means you eat between 11 in the morning and 7 at night. And then after that, like 3 hours before bed, you don't eat, which is ideal. And in that intermittent fasting time, which is about 10 hours, it brings up all the protective proteins like SIRT1 protein, human growth factor protein. There's lots of them that help recalibrate the body, because when you've got, if you're obese at all, or you've got fat cells and they've got receptors on them like ghrelin, insulin, leptin, and they're all feeding back to the brain to go, shall I let go of this fat molecule, or is the world safe, or do I need it for famine, that
Jesus.
Sort of thing, it's going to tell you, it's feeding back to the brain in a good way. So insulin resistance by fasting The body can help recalibrate that because you're not putting in food all the time and it's getting onslaughted by having to manage with carbohydrates and sugars all the time.
Right. So, and what hours do you reckon between 11 and 7 are good?
Yeah.
Anything outside of that? But no.
Some people really like this because you can have the tea and the coffee in the morning, but when it comes to food, you wait till about 11 o'clock. Well, sometimes I can only get to 10 some mornings, so I'm just starving and I can't concentrate. I just got to eat. But a lot of people love it because they don't have to deal with the kitchen in the morning. They go, it's great. I just get up, have a tea or a coffee, get to work, and then morning tea time, they go out the back and have a bowl of muesli and get started, or boiled eggs. And they say, actually, it suits me better.
Yeah.
And it's really good to, like, stop eating at the end of the night, you know, and go, okay. Sometimes I have a herbal tea or an orange all to myself, and I go, that's it. That's
all to yourself.
Yeah.
You guts.
My son will say, can I have a segment? And I go, no, it's mine.
No, not a segment for my child. No.
Yeah, no. If I have the whole orange to myself, then it's sort of that reward at the end of the night that it's mine, you know? I pulled over the other day and bought a mango for $6 and ate the whole thing to myself, and hey. Gee, I felt good about it.
Just pulled over on the side of the road and just bought the thing, did you?
Yep.
You dear, you can't care, do you, Ange?
No, caution to the wind.
Okay, all right. So, and very quickly, you've got something you wanted to check in there as well, just before we go?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about anxiety, because as we're going into all the party season and, you know, you've got to socialise and people have social anxiety, I thought I'd give the heads up on this, that there's help. And I've got a few people who really love the Carver because it just helps drop the pitch. And nervous. So Carver and a bit of licorice for the adrenals. Other ones that I've got, there's good B vitamins, and there's 4.2, active elements for the minerals for relaxing the nervous system. Because sometimes you get home at night time and you can't get to sleep because you're going over the conversations in the head.
Hello.
You just need to use the magnesium. You can do a mineral appraisal online, but there's 3.1, 2.3, or 4.2. There's three choices, but they're really good at sort of settling your mind so that you can get to sleep.
All right.
But another thing is, before you go out, just think of some topics so that you don't get like, hi, high stress, and then you freeze, you know.
Hey, what's everyone think of Donald Trump?
I know. Well, think of some...
Who voted national?
And just have a few things up your sleeve so when your mind freezes, you go, I'm going to talk about, going to Elders Harding on Saturday night. You just got to have a few topics. Well, I saw that rabbit you got. Isn't that cool? And, because people love compliments. So if you take an interest,
No one wants to be invited to a party if you go, I saw your rabbit. What a weirdo. All right. Hey, thank you, Ange. Stay there. I just need to chat to you about something. But
I can help.
If people want to get hold of you, they can get hold of you how?
At naturalange.com or upstairs above Harvest, so 376-0174.
Hold the line there, please. Thank you.
Cool. That was Natural Ange, naturally.